Pope Benedict XVI received groups of European gypsies in audience at the Vatican this Saturday. The delegation included members of communities from 20 European countries who are on pilgrimage to Rome to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the birth of their patron, the gypsy martyr of Spanish origin, Blessed Ceferino Ximenez, who lived from 1861 to 1936 and was beatified by Blessed John Paul II in 1997. This year, therefore, marks also the 75th anniversary of Blessed Ximenez's martyrdom. The various communities have encountered varying degrees and kinds of treatment through the centuries, ranging from tolerance to persecution. During the course of the Saturday audience with Pope Benedict, several people shared their experiences of the 20th century, during which the persecution of gypsies became systematic and ruthless.
Ich will nicht viel reden, ich will nur kleine Punkte anbringen, die uns Zigeuner.
Born in Austria in the first half of the last century, Zeya Stoika was 9 years old when, along with her relatives, she was deported first to Auschwitz, then to Ravensbrück, then to Bergen-Belsen. She told Pope Benedict how her family counted more than 200 members, only 6 of whom survived the war and the extermination.
Ich wünsche mir eines, hellhöriger und mit offenen Augen.
She told the Holy Father of how, through the years and decades since the closure of the camps, she can still hear the shouts of the SS, still see guards with their dogs that mauled the prisoners, still smell the burning of human flesh.
Auschwitz, es liegt alles dort, wie es war einmal.
I am afraid, she said, that Auschwitz is but sleeping.
La coscienza europea non può dimenticare tanto dolore.
In his own remarks on Saturday, Pope Benedict XVI said, "The conscience of Europe cannot forget so much pain," adding, "Never again must your people be the object of vexations, rejections, and disdain." He went on to say, "On your part, always seek justice, a law-abiding life, reconciliation," and calling on his guests to make every effort to avoid being a cause of another's suffering.
Sforzatevi di non essere mai causa della sofferenza altrui.
The Church walks with you, said Pope Benedict, and she invites you to live according to the high and demanding requirements of the gospel, confiding in Christ's strength toward a better future. I'm Chris Altieri.